morning. Holy Father, we thank you for your presence that is in this place. My Father, even now I ask in the name of King Jesus Christ, may your glory fill this atmosphere. May your glory cloud saturate this atmosphere. I pray that every person standing on this ground will change within your presence. I pray, Holy Spirit, may you move, Lord Father, powerfully through these rows, even tonight. Touch every heart, touch every spirit, every soul. I pray, may you do a new thing, my Lord, in each and every one of their lives. Father God, that I ask and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you ready to get into the Word? Before I get started, I first would like to honor the spiritual authority that is over this house, and that is both Pastor Leon and Pastor Estelle Dupria. I just want to say thank you to both of them for once again entrusting me to take the pulpit. It is truly an honor and a privilege to stand up here and to minister onto you, to preach onto you. Amen. This is a very humbling experience, and this is something that I do not take lightly nor for granted. There's a lot of preparation that's going into this before I actually come and stand here. Okay, I didn't just wake up this morning and quickly threw something together and here I am. A lot of hours went into prayer, preparing my spirit to make sure that I can come out to you and bless you. Amen. And I want to say thank you to you guys. You know, you always receive me well. You always make me feel comfortable and at home. And which is a very important thing, because if I'm stressed, then the Holy Spirit can't flow. If I'm calm, then the Holy Spirit can move. Amen. So thank you to you guys. And before I get into the Word, I just feel I should share this. And that is that this is for some people sitting, and I know who it is for. And you will know that this is for you. I just want to say this. You know, I feel the heart of the Father in this night. I can't explain it. It's just, I feel the heart of the Father for each and every one of you. And I just want to say that God loves you so much. He loves you so much without any condition. If you're sitting here, you will know that this is for you. There's certain people sitting here tonight and they've kind of messed up. And they feel that, you know, God have forsaken them, and they feel that God have left them because of what they've done. I want to tell you tonight that God will never leave you nor forsake you. That He loves you more than you can ever imagine. Romans 8 verse, you don't have to put this on. I'll tell you when you can flow with the scriptures. Romans 8 verse 38 and 39 says the following. For I am convinced, say Paul, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing will be able to separate you. I'm going to tell those sitting here with guilty conscience that God is going to turn your situation around tonight. He loves you more than you can imagine. Amen. Now, you know, we truly started off this year in a powerful way, with a fasting, with a increase of prayer. We truly started off in a powerful way, and I've heard many over the past few weeks saying that this is the sound okay. Over the past few weeks, that there's an excitement in the atmosphere. I don't know if you guys can feel it. There's an excitement in the atmosphere. You know, I truly started off this year with an excitement in my spirit. I'm excited because I know exactly what God is going to do this year. Let me tell you that, and I've shared this in this morning, and I'm going to share it again for the people that haven't been here. And you know what? Tonight, you get two groups of people. There's the people that come in the morning for the teachings, and then there's the people that only come in the evening because they only want to see a supernatural move of God. But I've preached this morning, and I gave it my all. So I think tonight I'm just going to be a bit relaxed, and I'm just going to teach. I think tonight I must teach and not preach. Amen? Because I've preached this morning. Amen? And you know, this is going to be a year, I'm convinced, that this is going to be a year of acceleration. For those that have above all else, have learned how to guard their hearts. And that have learned how to stand their ground. Let me tell you, I've already seen this taking place to certain individuals connected with this ministry. How they've already been accelerated. Amen. This is going to be a year of illumination. And this illumination is going to come by revelation. And an understanding of the word and the truth of the true living God. This is going to be a fruitful year for those connected with this ministry, through which God will be glorified. This is going to be a year where God is going to take you up the mountain, and the battles that you face will seem like nothing, because you're going to see through the eyes of God. Are you with me? But you need to understand that before these things can take place, we cannot stay at the level that we are at. We need to go up. Say, I need to go up. Take your neighbor by the hand and say, come with me. Say, we're going up. I truly hope. Guys, I don't want to preach this. I truly hope that you are ready to climb up to the next level. Because hear me when I say that it's going to take true warriors to go up. The higher you go, the further you can see, and the clearer you can hear. The higher you fly, the easier the flight becomes. And that is why eagles fly higher than the rest. They reach a certain altitude where they no longer have to work at it to stay in the air. But what they do is they allow the wind to carry them. I need you guys to hear this spiritually. They allow the wind to carry them. You know, I always laugh when I see this. And I'm speaking not spiritually, physically. I always laugh when I see this. I will drive in my car and the wind will be like strong, and you will have these little birds and they will be flying. But it's like against the winds, and this bird is like flapping away. But he's staying at one place. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I thought to myself, you're stupid. Turn around. In his mind, he's going. I'm like gaining ground, but he's staying at one place. Many believers are like that. They're flapping away. They're working hard at it. But they're gaining no ground. Because they stagnate at the level, at the point that they are at. Say that I'm going up. Tell your neighbor, come with me. Amen. Revelations, the fourth chapter, verse 1, New King James Version, please. Revelations 4, verse 1. And it says these things. After these things, I looked. Say, I looked. And behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Say, come up here. And I will show you things which must take place after this. So here we have John. And while he was writing the book of Revelations, God took him into the Spirit. And he saw a door open in heaven. And he heard a voice like that of a trumpet. And that voice was the voice of God, saying to him, John, there is some things that I need you to show you. There is some things that I need you to hear. And there's some things that I need you to encounter and experience. But you cannot encounter these things, nor hear these things, nor see these things at the level that you are at. I need you to come up. I need you to come up. I'm telling you tonight that God wants you to hear certain things. There is stuff that God wants to show you, but He needs you to come up. For the higher you go, the clearer you can see, the clearer you can hear. Amen. Deuteronomy 32, verse 49, King James Version. Deuteronomy 32, verse 49. Listen, I've got with me a pack of notes. I'm not used to doing two services. I've done this morning service as well, so please just bear with me. Please be patient with me. I'm doing the best that I can. Amen. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the scriptures from my notes because I'm getting into a flow, and every time that I have to wait for them to put this thing on the board, it breaks the flow. Is that okay? So, 49, get thee up into this mountain. Say, up into the mountain. So I'm not going to read the whole verse. There's just some stuff that I want to take out to make my points. And so, yeah, God spoke to Moses and he said, Moses, I need you to get up into this mountain because I need to show you the promised land, which I have for the children of Israel as a possession. Amen. So God said to Moses the following things. He said, Moses, there is things that I want to show you about the promised land because you are not going in there. But at the level that you are at, you cannot hear and see the things that I need you to hear and see. And so I need you to come up. Amen. And so you went up the mountain. Let me tell you that this year, you're going to meet God on the mountain. I want to tell you that this year, you will experience mountain miracles. This year, God is going to take you up to the mountain. He's going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. And he's going to show you things to come. Oh, this year you're going to encounter God in ways that you have never thought possible. Hear me when I say that your breakthrough and your blessing is not at the level that you are at now. It is up higher. And that is why God is even now standing and he's calling and he's saying, come up and meet me on top of this mountain. Come up, meet me on top of this mountain. But the question is, are you willing to make the sacrifice? You see, many people, many believers reaches a certain level. And this is called the comfort zone level. Is the sound still okay? And this is called, just signal me if it's too loud. And it's called a comfort zone level. It's easy to be at this level. It takes no effort. There's no sacrifice needed. Jy kan mos maar net terugskop en net lekker lê. Amen. It's uncommon to climb the mountain and to make the sacrifice, to pray and to worship, to continually see God, to continually push the boundaries because of a burning passion that is in your heart, because of a holy hunger that is within your spirit for more of Him. It is not so easy. Amen. Come on now, let's be honest. It is easy being at that comfort zone level. Many are there right now because there's no effort needed. It's easy staying there. Am I right? But this year, and even now I pray that God will fill my words with His power. And that as I speak to you, that you will be inspired, that you will be motivated. This year I want to challenge you. I want to ask you to put into more effort. Put in more effort in prayer. Put in more effort in your time spent with the true living God. Put in more effort with your relationship with God. Hear me when I say that these things are necessary for you to experience greater breakthroughs, greater miracles, and greater victories than what you are currently experiencing. Let me tell you that Pastor Leon has got a vision, and that vision has been placed and given to him from the holy kingdom of heaven. It has been bestowed upon his life by and through divine delegated authority. And that every person connected with this ministry is a part and form a part of this vision. And that vision is that ECC will take over the region of Centurion. By and through divine delegated authority, that the supernatural power and glory and life of God shall be made manifest in this region in a manner and in a way that this region have never experienced it before. But I'm telling you that it's going to take a team. It's going to take a strong team. A team that have been firmly established upon the rock of ages, where their footsteps are ordered by the true living God. With the same vision in mind, standing in perfect harmony and unity with the same goal to take this region. Amen. I truly pray and I hope that those connected with this ministry will take courage being connected with this mighty vision, and that they will start to pray things through. Because I'm telling you tonight that it will only be through prayer and fasting, through intercession, that you will go up higher and hear and see clearly that which God wants you and needs you to do. Amen. Say, I'm going up. I want to tell you that it's going to cost you something. It will come at a price. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take some sacrifice. Mountains are not for children. Children do not climb mountains. Mountains are for those that are skillful, for those that are mature, for those that have come to age. And I'm speaking spiritually. I'm speaking spiritually. My son is 14 years old, but he's spiritually mature and ready to climb this mountain. So I'm speaking about a spiritually mature person. Amen. It's going to cost you something. Say, it's going to cost me something. Let me tell you that each and every one of you sitting here tonight, that you have gained the ability to climb this mountain. And that on top of the mountain, God has got something great installed for you. There's blessings installed for you. There's provision installed for you. There's breakthrough miracles installed for you. We need to go higher. Amen. God said to Moses, Moses, at the level that you are at, you cannot hear and see the things that I need to show you. You need to come up. And so it was only when Moses went up the mountain that he could see the promise. Are you hearing me? He could not see the promise at his current position at the bottom. So where you are positioned greatly determines your spiritual perception. Where you are positioned greatly determines your spiritual perception. How far you see is determined by where you are positioned and by your level. Are you with me? Say, we're going up. I want to tell you a story. I love stories. Can I tell you a story? A biblical story. My version. Amen. So Moses went up the mountain and he met with God. But down in the valley, there was a mess, right? And Joshua went up the mountain with Moses, but only to a certain level. Moses said to Joshua, Joshua, my boy, come up this mountain with me. He said, yes, my Lord, I'll come up with you. And when they reached a certain level, a certain point, Moses told Joshua, you wait here now, for I will go further and I will meet with God. And there was great confusion and a great noise down in the valley in the camps of Israel. And Moses knew exactly what was happening and what was going on because of his position and because of his level. And when he left that position and that level and he came down to Joshua's level, Joshua said the following thing. Moses, we better get down this mountain now. And he said, why? He said, because there's the sound of war. There's the sound of war in the camp below. And Moses says, no, this is not the sound of war. This is something else. I want to tell you that many believers, they hear the sound of war because of their level and position. But I do not hear the sound of war. Oh, let me tell you that I hear the sound of trumpets. And the sound that I hear is the sound of victory. I pray, I declare, and I decree that tonight God will take you higher, where you can hear the trumpets, where you can hear the sound of victory. Amen. Your spiritual level determines the way that you interpret the events of life. Your spiritual level determines the way that you interpret the events of life. Joshua heard the sound of war, but Moses heard something else. Say, I'm going up. On top of the mountain, Moses was covered in God's glory, in a cloud of God's glory. That is what he saw. But down in the valley below, in the camps of Israel, they saw fire on top of the mountain. They saw fire because of their current position and level. Amen? So your position determines your spiritual perception. Are you guys getting this? Jesus said the following thing to his disciples. He said, guys, there's some things that I need to show you. But you will not understand the things that I need to show you at the level that you are at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take these things and I'm going to shelve it until my Holy Spirit comes. And until you are baptized in my Holy Spirit. And then you will be able to come up higher and understand the things that I cannot tell you right now. So Jesus said the following thing. He told his disciples, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until all these things come to pass. That word tarry means to wait. So what they did was, they went into this house and they went to the upper room. Say the upper room. They went up. Amen? Now that word wait, tarry, doesn't mean that they sat on the couches and waited around, had a few drinks until the Holy Spirit came. No. That word wait means it is a waiting that comes from a place of desperation. It is a waiting from a place of war. It is a waiting that comes from a place of prayer. A waiting that comes from a place of intercession. Amen? So this is what they did. They received this word and they prayed, they interceded, they warred until it came to pass. And so the Holy Spirit came in and like a mighty wind and rested upon them like tongues of fire. And they got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you that when you go up, that you will encounter and experience God in ways that you have never encountered and experienced Him before. And that you will leave with installed and with increased power. Amen? You know, I know that even before many came to this service tonight, that husbands maybe told their wives or wives their husbands, you know what, let's not go tonight. I'm tired. Let's maybe just skip tonight. But let me tell you that there's a reason why you are here tonight. And I want to show you something. The devil did not want you to be here tonight. Each and every one of you sitting here tonight. Let me tell you that Satan did not want you to be here. Because he understands and knows that this is no normal gathering. Nor a man-appointed meeting. Amen? It is not by chance that you are seated here tonight. It is by divine invitation and appointment that you are seated here tonight. I need you guys to understand something. That this is a divine meeting place. And that this meeting has been written in the volume books of heaven. And that everything that is happening here tonight is exactly the way that God has planned it. Everything taking place is exactly the way that the true living God have ordained it. And that each and every one of your names have been recorded, have been written into these books, into this meeting tonight. You need to understand that you were handpicked by the true living God to be here tonight. Because God has got a meeting with each and every one of you tonight. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a divine meeting place where God is going to meet with you tonight. And that you're going to leave here tonight. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, you're going to leave with a blessing. Tonight, you're going to leave with breakthrough. Tonight, you're going to leave with peace. Tonight, you're going to leave with freedom. Tonight, you're going to leave with these things. Amen? I'm going to tell you that tonight, God is going to break that thing off of you. That thing that has been dragging you down. That thing that has been binding and tormenting you for so long. That tonight, God is going to break that thing off of you. Amen? And that you will leave here tonight with a might, with a strength, and with the holy power of the true living God, ready to go out and face your enemies. You need to understand, hear this, you need to understand that it was only after Jacob have wrestled with God and that he had the courage and the strength to face his brother. Before he had this encounter with the true living God, he was afraid and filled with fear. He could not go out and face his brother. And so while he was wrestling with God, while this great wrestling match was going on, there was something that happened. Something took place. I don't know. It was a divine additive that was added. And there was the divine infusion that took place. And this divine infusion brought forth something. It brought forth a complete change of identity. It brought forth a complete change of hearts. God infused strength and capability. God infused the heart of a lion. And when Jacob, when this great wrestling match was over, Jacob had left full of strength, full of power, full of courage, ready to go out and face his brother. Let me tell you tonight that that is why you are here. You are here tonight to wrestle with God. You are here tonight to wrestle with God. And let me tell you that by the time that God is through with you, oh, by the time that God is through with you, you will be able to face your past, face your fears, face your Goliaths, face your mountains, face whatever challenge there might be in your life. Because now you will be filled with courage and strength, and you have conquered your fears. Amen. I'm going to tell you another story. You don't have to put this on the board. In 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, verse 41 and verse 42, Elijah stood before King Ahab. Say, King Ahab, don't fall asleep. Are you guys with me? Is this okay? You need to understand that God has got a meeting with you tonight. That includes you hearing this word. There's a reason why God wants you to hear this word. You might not understand it now, but you will understand maybe later on. Amen? Listen up. So, Elijah stood before King Ahab. This took place during a time of severe famine and severe drought. And so while Elijah was standing in front of King Ahab, God spoke to Elijah and said, tell my children, tell Israel that I'm sending rain. And Elijah spoke to King Ahab and he said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Rain represents God's blessings. And he said that I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And the Bible says that after this conversation, that Elijah took his servants and they went up the mountain, up to Mount Carmel. Say, up the mountain. And when he reached the top, he threw himself down to the ground with his face between his knees, meaning that he started to pray. You see, you need to understand this. Many times you receive a word from God, and many people, they just go sit back and they relax, waiting for that thing to come to pass. But you cannot do that. You have to travail. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to intercede. You have to pull that thing through until you see it come into manifestation through your life. And so here we have Elijah on his knees and he's praying and he's telling his servant, go up even higher and look over the ocean what you see. And he's asking him, what are you seeing? And he says, Master, I'm seeing nothing yet. And a second time he's asking him, what are you seeing? And he says, Master, I don't see anything yet. And a third and a fourth time, and he keeps on praying. And only on the seventh time that he asked him, and says, what are you seeing? That he looked. And he saw, and he said, I saw a cloud forming over the ocean in the form of a man's hand. And Elijah jumped up and he sent a messenger and said, go tell King Ahab he must make ready his chariots because the rain is going to catch him. And Elijah, by this time the cloud was filled with darkness and rain came pouring down. And Elijah was filled with strength and he ran faster than that chariot. Let me tell you that on top of the mountain, there will be a sudden release of blessing. There will be a sudden release of blessing over your lives in a way that you have never thought possible. But we need to go up. I need people that can intercede and start to pray things through. I'm using war as prayer. That is our weapon of choice. Amen. The Bible says that the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Paul is speaking about prayer. Through prayer, you will demolish all strongholds. Amen. You see, your position of travail, of intercession, of war, determines your level of victory. There is just something about climbing mountains. I don't know what it is. There's just something about going up. Even in the Old Testament, before they would go to war, they would climb the highest mountains to either curse or to bless. This is why Balak went up to the highest mountain in Israel to curse the armies of Israel. There is just something about climbing mountains. Amen? So I'm going up. Please understand that I'm not speaking about physical mountains, but that I'm speaking about spiritual mountains. I'm speaking about high places. I'm speaking about high places. I'm speaking about you going up to higher spiritual altitudes to do your warfare, where you can clearly hear and see what you are dealing with. This is what I'm speaking about. Amen? Let me tell you that we war not against flesh and blood, but that we war and we battle against the rulers, the authorities and principalities, the forces of darkness of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. And therefore, put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand your ground. That you will be able to stand your ground. Are you hearing me? You cannot stand your ground dealing with these evil forces from the natural dimension, from the earth realm. And this is sometimes very difficult for many believers to grasp and to understand, because this is the dimension that we live in. But I want to tell you that that's wrong. That you are a spirit with a soul in a body, and that you are in this world, but that you are not of this world. That your spirit is seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly dimensions. I hope that someone is hearing me. You have to take the battle to the heavenlies. You have to take the battle to the heavenlies. Amen? Where you can clearly hear and see what you are dealing with. You know, it's when you're seated in these high places that you will look down and that you will see Satan is underneath your feet. My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. We do not know where we are or what we carry. You will see underneath your feet from these high places that Satan and his evil forces are underneath your feet. By merely aligning yourself with the kingdom of God, seeing things from a holy kingdom perspective. You know, it's time that believers come to a point or to a place where they realize when they deal with the enemy, they're not dealing from a place or from a position of weakness, but from a place of strength. That you're fighting not for victory, but from a place of victory. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. King James Version. Matthew almost thought that I'm calling him again. And it says, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up a mountain and apart to pray. He went apart to war. When you go into war, when you go into battle, there are two things that is very important. And that is position and communication. Amen? Position and communication. We are dealing with evil forces where the highest rank thereof is operating in high places. And I want to tell you tonight that what they are doing is, so they're operating from high places. So they've got communication towers and communication points where they are sending information down to the ground troops. Amen? They're sending signals down, commands down of stuff that they need to do. And so you need to understand that if the communication towers, if the antennas of the enemy is higher than that from the place that you are fighting from, that they will be able to intercept your signals. let me tell you that they will take that information that you are using, and that they will wait for you, and that they will overcome you. And so you need to make sure that your communication point is higher than that of the enemy. And that is why you have to take the battle to the heavenlies, where you align yourself in the spirit and from heavenly places now fight this battle. This gives you an advantage over the enemy so that you can break their communication points and so that there's no more signals being sent down. And this causes in turn havoc, chaos, and confusion in the camps of the enemy. Amen. I'm almost finished. Is the sound still okay? So when you pray, do not pray from an earthly dimension. What I'm saying is do not pray from a carnal state, but from a spiritual state. Amen? Luke 9 verse 28. King James Version. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. Where did they go? Say up. Take your neighbor. Take your neighbor by the hand. Ask them, are you still awake? Tell them, I'm going up. Are you coming with me? So Jesus took Peter, John, and James, and he went up the mountain, and he told them, listen, guys, there is something that I need you to encounter, that I need you to see, but you cannot experience this at the level that you are at, and so you need to come up with me. And so they went up this mountain, and on the mountain, Elijah and Moses also appeared unto them, and Elijah is representing the prophets, and Moses is representing the law. And there Jesus was transfigured. Amen? And so there Peter, John, and James saw the fullness of the Christ. They saw the fullness of Christ Jesus in His fullness. They saw Him in all His glory, in all His splendor, and in all His honor. Amen? Let me tell you that when you go up the mountain, that you will experience and see God in ways that you have never experienced and saw Him before in your life. Amen? And this is my last point, and this is that you will experience and have great provision on top of the mountain. You don't have to put this on. In Genesis 22, God told Abraham, He said, Abraham, you have been at the place where you are for too long. I need you to have a fresh encounter. You need to come with me. I need you to encounter something. And he said, yes, Lord. And so God said, I need you to take your only son, your only beloved son, that carried the promise of God. His son that carried the promise of God. And I want you to sacrifice your son. And so, Abraham is taking Isaac, his son, on this mountain. And when they reach the top, Isaac is asking his father, you know, I see the wood, I see the fire, I see the knife, I see the altar for the offering, but where's the lamb? And Abraham said the following things to his son. He said, son, do not worry. Do not be afraid, for God will provide us a lamb. God will provide us a lamb. And here's Isaac on the altar. And just as Abraham was about to slay his only son, God spoke from heaven and said, no, Abraham, stop. Stop. Do not touch the lad. For now I know that you fear me. Now I know that you fear me, and now I will provide you a lamb for the offering. And when he looked up, he saw a ram caught up by his horns in the thickets of the bush. Amen? Now you need to understand that these types of rams, that they use their horns to fight. They use their horns to fight. Amen? I want to tell you that on top of the mountain, that God will take the fight out of your blessing. That God will take the fight out of your miracle. That God will take the fight out of your breakthrough. You will not need to wrestle nor fight for it. It will just suddenly be poured out over your life. It will just suddenly be poured out over your life. This year you're going to fly higher than the rest of the planes. The smaller planes, they're flying low in all the turbulence. You need to come up higher where there's no turbulence. I'm speaking about turbulence. There might be turbulence in your marriage. There might be turbulence in your business, in your spiritual life, in your finances. Whatever turbulence it might be, let me tell you tonight, God is going to take you higher. And that this will seem like nothing to you in your lives. Let me tell you that I'm standing here right now. I feel the fire, the anointing, the power, and the presence of God all over me. I want to tell you, do not wait. Run. Run to the front now. I'm going to lay hands. If you want your spirits to be activated, to be able to come up higher, if you want that activation, don't wait. Come to the front.